Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. National Weather Service is monitoring a potential coastal storm possible Friday night into Saturday. They say there's potential for significant snowfall and windy conditions for eastern New York, of course, adjacent northwest Connecticut and western New England, depending on that storm track. However, it is also possible that the main impacts remain east of our area. They urge people to continue to monitor our forecast as confidence either increases or decreases in the coming days. We'll check with Pat Pagano in just a few minutes. But basically, today will be sunny with a high near 20, calm winds, mostly clear tonight, a low below zero. And on Thursday, sunny with a high near 25. As I said, Pat Pagano comes along in just a few minutes. In Connecticut, Governor Lamont says, "I have no need to extend my emergency powers." The governor says the time has come for him and the legislature to co-manage the state's COVID-19 response with the legislative session starting February 9th. Lamont told reporters in Waterbury he will not ask legislators to extend the latest declarations of public health and civil preparedness emergency that will expire February 15th. Quote, "I have no need to extend my emergency powers. Not as long as the legislature is in session, we can work together." End quote. Instead, the Democratic governor proposes a legislative vote to continue statewide COVID-19 emergency so Connecticut remains eligible for certain federal emergency aid, enact provisions for 11 remaining emergency orders on the state statute, and establish a process to quickly respond to changing developments if the state outbreak gets worse. The Survive the Drive program has run out of fuel in a story in the Republican American by Ruth Epstein. It's not possible to quantify how many injuries or deaths from automobile crashes Bob Green has prevented, but no doubt his Survive the Drive program made an impact. Started back in 1996, the initiative was geared to bring awareness to high school students about the dangers of careless and foolish behavior behind the wheel, because that population is the most vulnerable. Survive the Drive was retired at the end of 2021 after delivering driver safety presentations and active hands-on defensive driving courses to an audience of more than 150,000. Green said the COVID-19 pandemic took its toll on the program because in-school assemblies, conferences, and library programs for outside speakers mostly had been halted, so he decided to close it down. His wife, Joy Martorell, and employee, Lori Damaris, were all ready to move on, but Green is hopeful someone else may come along to revive it. Green has done driving events around the world, including Saudi Arabia. He's spoken at universities, including Wesleyan and Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and is a motorsports professional at Lime Rock Park. Survive the Drive has been a valuable experience for me, Green said. I'm glad I did it. An update on the murder investigation in Rhinebeck. William Dickey was arrested, charged with murdering Danielle DiStefano. A man's been charged with that murdering in a domestic homicide in Rhinebeck. They arrested Dickey at 12:59 a.m. Monday in Rhinebeck, where he's accused of killing Danielle DiStefano. DiStefano, 35, was found in her home on Muir Road after troopers responded to an emergency medical call at her home on Saturday. Police say they found evidence of suspicious circumstances surrounding her death, and the investigation led to Dickey. The 42-year-old Rhinebeck resident was charged with second-degree murder, a felony. He was arraigned in Milan Town Court and is being held without bail at Dutchess County Jail. Great Barrington Stage Company's 2022 season will feature four world premieres, an absurdist drama and classical musicals, A Little Night Music, Anna in the Tropics, Waiting for Godot, Andy Warhol in Iran, among other offerings. This season will start a little later than usual on June 2nd rather than mid-May as an act of caution citing recent increases in COVID variant cases across the nation. Currently, the theater group requires patrons to be fully vaccinated. A decision about whether the booster shot will be required as well has not been determined as of yet. Season passes are on sale. Single ticket sales will begin March 15th. Tickets for the Boyd Quinton stage, $25 to $85 and $25 to $59 for the St. Germain stage. Tickets available for purchase online at barringtonstage.org or by contacting the box office at 413-236-8888. The Connecticut Council on Environmental Quality will meet at 9:30 in the morning. It'll be conducted remotely to comply with the Governor Lamont's executive order. Council members may participate via Zoom on their computers, connecting to the Zoom meeting at ctdeep.zoom.us/j/963-652-70321 or dial by your location 1-646-876-9923, meeting ID 963-6527-0321. Members of the public may watch and or listen by connecting to the same website. Materials for the meeting will be posted to the council's website in advance of that meeting. On that meeting's list will be the DEEP policy on tree removal and public involvement. So meetings going on in our area. In Salisbury, Planning and Zoning Commission meets at 4:30. Region 1 ABC Committee meeting at 7 p.m. In Falls Village, town meeting is at 7 p.m. North Canaan, a ZBA meeting at 7 p.m. On January 27th in North Canaan, the Inland Wetlands Monthly Meeting will be held. In Cornwall, a special meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission via Zoom is on January 27th, and that will be at 7 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram. A great menu, specials every night, and tapas, interlakenin.com. And Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 34,297.73, the NASDAQ at 13,539.30, and the S&P 500 at 4,356.45. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.